Here's your money briefing for Thursday, April 9th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Small businesses have already suffered a lot during the coronavirus pandemic. Now, we report that some credit card companies have been considering a change that would squeeze them even more by increasing the so-called swipe fees that merchants are charged.
Small businesses tend to operate on thinner profit margins and smaller cash reserves. So when fees increase, that's something that is felt at a significant level. And then you sort of couple onto that the issues playing out with the pandemic, and small businesses among the first to be hit and hit very hard.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis. Coming up, she'll tell us what kinds of businesses would be most affected and whether credit card companies might delay the fee increase. Credit card companies typically charge businesses a fee for every customer transaction. It's known as an interchange fee or a swipe fee. But a plan to increase those fees comes at a difficult time, especially for small businesses. Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis joins us to explain what to expect. So Anna Maria, do the credit card companies regularly raise these fees that they charge retailers?
The card companies on an ongoing basis will tweak fees. It can happen anywhere between once to twice a year typically. So the changes that are scheduled to come into play later this year have been scheduled for some time and were decided on before the pandemic took over in the U.S.
What kind of an effect would this have on small businesses?
So the main issue is that these fees, if they are implemented, could result in small businesses having to pay higher credit card fees. So many people don't realize this, but whenever you shop with a credit card at a store, that store is paying fees to the bank that issues your credit card. This is what we're talking about here with regards to interchange fees or swipe fees, as they're called in more sort of layman's language. The companies that set these fees are Visa and MasterCard and other networks. So what we're talking about here is that Visa and MasterCard earlier this year decided on what the new card fees would be for 2020. And the plan had been to implement them this year. But now, with the pandemic having impacted so many businesses, the concern now really is that businesses that are already hit hard by the pandemic could see even more financial pain from the new fees should they actually kick in. Now, Visa and MasterCard had planned to roll out fee changes in April this month and recently decided they weren't going to do that and that they delayed the rollout of these new fees to July. There's a sense that if the pandemic persists, if it worsens, there's going to be reevaluating happening here at the companies to decide whether or not these new fees will kick in. Ultimately, the issue with these fees is that the fees will go up for many businesses this year if they're implemented as planned. They will go up for many restaurants, both large and small. They will go up for supermarkets, specifically for the smaller supermarkets than the larger ones. That's one example with MasterCard. And there will be other changes in which merchants of various sizes, but also in particular merchants that are small businesses, will be seeing a greater impact.
Can small businesses handle this given their economics?
Small businesses tend to operate on thinner profit margins and smaller cash reserves. So when fees increase, that's something that is felt at a significant level at small businesses. And then you sort of couple onto that the issues playing out with the pandemic and small businesses among the first to be hit and hit very hard. It basically adds up to more sort of financial pain for small business owners. But again, the changes here are also, they're not just limited to the small businesses. There are examples in which both large and small businesses will be impacted. I think one interesting example is in October, Visa's current plans, at least, would result in changes in how these fees are calculated for restaurants. And quick service restaurants whose average purchase price is above $9 would be paying more in interchange fees. That is an issue that could impact merchants, restaurants of all sizes.
What kind of money are we talking about here? How much in fees are the credit card companies collecting?
The dollar amount of interchange fees that merchants have been paying has been rising. That total, just for credit card interchange fees associated with Visa and MasterCard cards, that totaled $53.6 billion in 2019 that was sent to the banks that issued these cards. That $53.6 billion was up 8% from a year prior and up 107% from 2012. One of the reasons why these fees are going up is because more and more people are shopping with credit cards and shopping with credit cards that have very generous rewards programs. These interchange fees help to fund the rewards programs that many shoppers are, you know, addicted to, you know, whether it's cash back or points or airline miles. One of the ways that these rewards are funded is through the interchange fees that merchants pay to the banks when people shop with their credit cards.
This really puts businesses in a tough spot because they probably have to pass on the fee increase to customers.
Well, in general, merchants and businesses do tend to pass on at least some of the fees that they incur to consumers, to their customers, in the form of higher prices. So the sticker prices that consumers are paying, oftentimes regardless of whether they're paying with cash or card, reflects those credit card fees that the merchants have essentially tacked onto their prices. So it is a challenging equation for the merchants, but oftentimes at least some of these fees will get passed on to consumers.
Now, you spoke to somebody who owns a network of convenience stores. What did they say is the impact the fees have on their businesses?
I spoke with an individual who is a CEO of the business that you described, and he said that his company paid nearly $400,000 last year in credit card and debit card fees. That includes interchange fees and other fees, because there are many fees beyond what we've talked about today, and that the fees are representing a small but growing share of his company's total sales. He said that one of the things he's noticed is the correlation between more shoppers coming in with these rewards credit cards and the rise in the dollar amount of credit card fees that his business is paying. I also thought it was notable that he said, you know, very few line items were bigger for his company than these card fees. He said there's rent, there's payroll, and then there's card fees. So now, you know, the card companies say that, look, you know, these fees serve a purpose. The argument from the card companies is that the fees go towards not just things like rewards, but they go towards helping to prevent fraud. They go towards innovation. Think about the benefits that they present as an alternative to cash, they'll say. For example, you know, many businesses will be dealing with issues of loss or theft of cash. And how do you recover that? It's almost impossible to recover that. You know, are employees stealing from you? Was it just accidentally misplaced? And they're saying you don't really have that type of issue with cards. So there's definitely an argument on both sides. But ultimately, what it means is that the fees are something that are increasingly eating into many businesses' sort of bottom line.
Have the credit card companies run into any opposition from companies regarding the swipe fees?
There's definitely a lot of back and forth, and at times a lot of friction between the card networks and the merchant groups and large merchant companies. I mean, I think one interesting example was Kroger had temporarily stopped accepting Visa credit cards at some of its units and cited the card fees as a reason for that, that things had just gotten to be too expensive. So that sort of thing between one major merchant and a major card network does play out from time to time. So yes, the networks definitely do hear from the merchants. It's this relationship where in the end, I mean, both sides really need each other.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis. Anna Maria, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.